Dr. Claire Ahmed is the Chief Children's Commissioner, Mana Mokopuna, for our Children and Young People's Commission. And today we're talking about a Voices report which asked young New Zealanders, including Māori and Pacific kids and rangatahi, to share their experiences of racism, how it affects their lives. They also talk in the report about what they think could be done to eliminate racism and their aspirations to see an Aotearoa without discrimination. Dr. Claire Ahmed is with us for a kōrero again. Claire, tēnā koe, thanks for joining us again.
Tēnā koe, tēnā morena.
Morena, Claire, it's good to talk with you. Thank you. Hey, well, what's behind the Voices report? You put it together, collated it, paid for it, no doubt. What do you want to happen to it?
Well, thanks, Dale, for having me this morning for this important kōrero. These are the direct voices of Mokopuna that we are publishing today in this new Mokopuna Voices report. Part of our role at Mana Mokopuna is to listen and encourage the voices of Mokopuna to participate and share their views about issues that are affecting their lives and decisions that affect their lives every day. And in this report, which is called Without Racism, Aotearoa Would Be Better, Mokopuna are calling for Aotearoa to be free of racism right now. And they are sharing their very deep lived experience of racism. And I really want to meet all of the Mokopuna who have shared their experiences, but also their solutions to end racism in our country. It's a really powerful report, and I'm really calling on every New Zealander to read this report, take the time to understand these Mokopuna experiences, listen to them, and to take action, because to end racism, it really does take all of us, and that's a clear message from these Mokopuna.
Tēnā koe, Claire. How was the report collated? Because often young people are hesitant, don't feel their opinions are worthy or stack up. They're bombarded by adult-focused thinking. How did you collate the reports? How many Tamariki's viewpoints are contained within?
Well, Tuatahi, just really want to share a very strong message to all the Mokopuna who might be listening this morning and to all the whānau out there, just how important their voices are. And so for us, in this report, we've heard from 161 Mokopuna right throughout the motu in different communities. 34% approximately of the Mokopuna who we heard from in this report are Māori, 22% Pacific, around 15% resettled Mokopuna, 9% Asian, and around 10% identifying as Muslim. And so the process of hearing from these Mokopuna was to engage with them directly in conversations in their community, in a sort of kota, campfire type setting, for them to be able to share their real experiences. And the report brings forward their direct, unfiltered views. And so in this report, it is full of very, very powerful insights and quotes that are grounded in their lived experience. But as I said, they also bring forward solutions about what we can actually do together to end racism. They're very clear that right now, racism is being experienced in so many different ways in all aspects of their lives, and that it's embedded, and that we need to take action at both the individual level, our community level, societal level. And they're saying, you know, like you said, Dale, in the past their voices may not have been listened to. They're really calling now for let's listen to these carefully and actually take action. That's the critical point here.
Tēnā koe, what were one of the viewpoints expressed you could share with us, Claire, that you think might resonate? Can you recall one perspective that's contained within the report that might illustrate the importance of listening more carefully to our rangatahi?
Well, I think one of the strongest things that comes through in this Mokopuna Voices report is that Mokopuna are telling us that connection to their culture helps them feel that they belong, and that being able to express their culture, to really live and breathe that, and to stand up and be who they are in our communities and society is key for helping them to feel that they belong, and actually key for them to experience that right that all children have under the Convention on the Rights of the Child to live free from racism, free from discrimination. And they have a specific right as well to experience their culture, their language, their religion. And so Mokopuna in this report, you know, one has said very carefully, having a second language gives you a sense of belonging to your culture. And many others have expressed how important it is to be able to actively engage in their culture, not feel judged or bullied for expressing their culture, for wearing their taonga, for wearing their hijab, but to be able to do these things with pride. And they're saying, you know, that that is what is going to bring us together closer as a nation.
Tēnā koe, Claire. In an environment which might be described as a bullish parliament, where school lunches are being investigated as to their efficacy, where axing support for resources for disabled communities is going through fast and unabated, wondering what sort of reception you are anticipating for the Voices report from a government seems hell-bent on charging forward. How confident are you it's not going to gather dust on some parliamentary shelf?
So whenever we publish a Mokopuna Voices report, and actually every day in our mahi as the independent advocate for Mokopuna in Aotearoa New Zealand, we are bringing forward the voices and lived experience of Mokopuna to government and to decision makers. My role is the centre Mokopuna voices. As I said, this report sets out their real lived experiences in an unfiltered and direct way. And, you know, today and in the coming days and all the days ahead, we'll continue to amplify and advocate on the basis of what Mokopuna have shared. You know, right now, and actually too much throughout our history, the voices of Mokopuna have been missing from some big conversations, you know, in politics, in media. Yet the world that we are building right now and the decisions that we're taking, it is the world of the Mokopuna who are in it, and also they're going to inherit it on an intergenerational and ongoing basis. So it's very important that we support Mokopuna to be listened to, so we continue to advocate to the government to hear these voices. This report has already gone out to a number of ministers across government, and today it will be going out to the leaders of all the parties across our political spectrum in the parliament. And just I would call on them to hear the very clear message from these Mokopuna who speak with such profound clarity about their experience and their vision. And then when we are their vision that they're sharing with us, that is that every action to end racism is important. Every action makes a difference in their lives, but we all have to be playing a part in that.
Tēnā koe, all the best. I know that you'll be talking to the report across the day now that it has been released. Let's hope that it is taken seriously. And like you say, let's acknowledge too the willingness of those young people who were prepared to put their thinking forward so that we could look at a future without racism. We all have to work together on that goal, that's for sure. Dr. Claire Ahmed is the head of Mana Mokopuna and our Chief Children's Commissioner. Thank you so much, Te Tuhine. Kia ora, Claire.
Kia ora, Dale, and the report will be available from 9 a.m. today on our website, manamokopuna.org.nz.
Thank you, Claire. Ngā mihi. Dr. Claire Ahmed.